You're on Hunter Valley Today with Pete here this morning, and I said we were going to catch up with an author and a songwriter. Well, we're going to do that, and she has rocketing up the charts. She's sitting at number one, has knocked off Baby Shark, which all parents and grandparents are more than happy about. Her name is Lindsay Storer. She joins us now. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you for having me.
No drama whatsoever. Now, there's sort of a connection between you and I. My mum's married to your, I guess, to a bloke by the name of Jim, who is your cousin's, what is it? She had it here. Cousin's granddaughter, you are. So there's some sort of connection there.
Yes, a long bow
to draw, I guess. But look, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about your new book, which is out, which is What Does It Mean to Be Grateful? It's gone to number one on hot new releases on Amazon. Good going.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a surprise, to be honest, to see it going so high in the charts. And it sounds a little bit corny because it's exactly what the book is about, but I'm just so grateful for all of the support, and I'm really happy that the message of gratitude is reaching children everywhere.
Exactly. Now, some big names like Adam Brand have been posting about this book, so you get to some people, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was definitely a very exciting post to see that last night. It was such a beautiful picture of him and his daughter Pepper reading the book, and yeah, I'm very grateful, and it's lovely to know that it is reaching children everywhere.
Now, you've got a 5-year-old yourself. Her name's Eden. What does she think of Mum, doing all these sorts of interviews and all now?
She absolutely loves my music and my stories, my books. She doesn't really understand the whole interview side of things, but she's definitely my biggest fan, and she actually said yesterday, she's just started prep, but she said that she doesn't think she needs to go to school anymore because it's time for her to have an exciting job like mummy.
No, you've still got to go to school, Eden. Bad luck. Now, now you've also brought out a song. Let's play a little bit of that.
I've got the sun shining on my face. I've got the wind blowing in my hair. I've got clothes on my body and people around who care. I don't need everything brand new to make me feel okay. I've got love in my heart. I found happiness today. I've got love in my heart.
It is called I Found Happiness Today. Lovely little track. And as I said, it's knocked off the number one children's song. So you're sitting top of the charts there. You took down Baby Shark. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it is a very catchy, upbeat song, and that's really what my goal was, to send positivity to children everywhere, and to know that people are hearing it is just amazing, and it does have a really nice message behind it too.
It does. Now, I guess a lot of inspiration of that has come over the last 12 months in writing your book and your music, in being trapped at home with the family.
Absolutely, to be honest. I wrote both the book and the song last year during the pandemic, and I know that that year was quite, you know, a tough year for a lot of people, and it was a tough year for us as well, but there were also so many positives, and gratitude was something that I really held on to because I realised that I had everything that I needed inside my home and in my heart, just having people around me that love and care for me, and I really did have so many things to be grateful for, and I think it's really important to remember that through tough times. And so that was really the inspiration for both my book and my song.
No, but look, they're absolutely fantastic. I recommend everybody go out there, get the song and also the book. Lindsay, it's been an absolute pleasure. Now, you're not new to music, though, are you? You've been doing music for a while.
I have been. I started singing and playing guitar in my early 20s, and I wrote a couple of songs back then, but it's only in the last few years that I've started releasing music. But this is my first children's song.
Well, excellent stuff is what I say. And a lady from Broken Hill these days, aren't you? Out near Broken Hill? Mildura, somewhere there?
Yeah, I was born and bred in Broken Hill.
Okay.
And now I'm living.
And we seem to have lost her, which is a real bummer. But Lindsay there with her brand new book, what does it mean to be grateful? Go and check it out. And the song, I Found Happiness Today. But there was Lindsay, and we thank her for her time on Hunter Valley Today.